You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds in this one. Romelu Lukaku to score in an Everton win in 90 minutes is 4-1, and Diego Costa to score in a Chelsea win in 90 minutes is also 4-1. We'll give you first crack at this one, DK. Chelsea out of the Champions League in midweek. This is the only chance of silverware they have. But they take on an Everton side who have the players, and they have the ability, and a cup run should be something they'd be looking to do. So can they pull it off against Chelsea?
They can, but it's the same old story with Everton, and they're a short price here at 11-8 to beat a Chelsea side that before that result against PSG were going great guns under Gus Hiddink. I know there were extenuating circumstances last weekend in that performance against West Ham. Kevin Morales got sent off and Romelu Lukaku missed a penalty, but they were still 2-0 up with 15 minutes left in that game at home at Goodison and lost the match 3-2. And it's up to Roberto Martinez at that point when they're 2-0 up and Lukaku misses the penalty to organise his team and make sure they don't switch off. And they did. And they're 12th in the league. They've still only won 4 of 15 at Goodison in the league this season. Eden Hazard was criticised for swapping shirts with Angel Di Maria.
That's ridiculous.
At half-time. What, he was criticised, or that he swapped shirts?
No, that he's swapping shirts at half-time. His head's clearly not...
Oh, he's not been concentrating all season, has he, Eden Hazard? Or he's not been fully focused on the task at hand. But then he picked up the injury, and Diego Costa got injured as well.
Did he pick up an injury? That's my question. I think he had no bottle and he wanted to come off.
I think there's probably a case to be made for that.
Is Harry Kewell in the Istanbul final? That's what he is. He came off injured, in inverted commas, because he has no bottle.
Well, Hazard this season has been shambolic, hasn't he, really, in his commitment to the cause. There's little doubt about that. So whether or not he features in this game, open to debate. We won't find out until Saturday evening. But Everton are just too short, in my opinion. They have reached this stage for the fourth time in the past five seasons, progressed in 2012, but went out against Wigan at this stage in 2013 and against Arsenal in 2014 as well. Just can't trust Everton to win this game. The one thing I think we're absolutely guaranteed in this match is goals. Both players, both sets of players, very attacking-minded. Gary Cahill, we saw again midweek, an absolute liability as a central defender. They're without John Terry and Kurt Zouma as well, so they're going to have a makeshift back four. Everton, certainly, if anything, ill-disciplined, so Chelsea will get on the score sheet here. Both teams to score in over 2.5 goals. Put that up in the Everton game last weekend. It landed against West Ham, obviously, 19-20. Over 3.5 goals, 2-1. A game guaranteed to be entertaining, but predicting the winner is nigh on impossible, in my opinion. And Everton too short, 11-8.
Right. Can you pick a winner, Derek?
Well, I looked at the game and I fancied Everton because you know what my feelings are. But 11-8, I can't believe how short that is, considering their record at Goodison. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they went to Stamford Bridge and they were 4 or 5-1, I remember, because I backed them. And then John Terry scored that late 95th-minute equaliser, which was about a mile offside. You know, and Everton are better away from home, and you were getting 4 or 5-1. There, and now you're only getting 11-8. I can't touch them because of that. They're just too short. You look how many games they've won in the league this season. You know, I think it's not even hard. Well, four games out of 15 they've won at home. They've lost 7 out of 15 at home. I mean, that's a terrible record. I can't touch them. I'm not sure though about Chelsea. They look to be building up ahead of steam, albeit by not by winning too many games, more by not losing them. Yeah. But that performance in midweek was, I thought it was a bit tepid. They really did. They're probably their biggest game of the season, and they just never got going. It looks like Costa might not be fit for this game. It looks like Hazard might not be fit. I share Dave's opinion. It's a hard one to call. On value grounds, I suppose I'd go for Chelsea. But I think that Dave's right about the goals. Every time these two meet recently, there's been a bag full. And I can see it again because now the defence looks impregnable. And, you know, Martin, as we know, he doesn't care how many they ship as long as they try and score. You know, if you score 4, we'll score 3, seems to be his idea. I'm going to go for both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. It's actually even money. I think you said 19-20, David.
Has it got even money now?
Even money now, yeah. I like the look of that one.
I do as well. we talked about Martinez on the podcast maybe about 6 weeks ago, Derek, a month or 6 weeks ago, and you were quite defensive when I said the man's clueless. Are you coming around to my way of thinking now?
After the weekend, yeah. I mean, even, I mean, I or Stevie Wonder could have seen what needed to be done again on Saturday when you were 2-0 up, 10 men, just missed a pen against West Ham. The game was there to be seen out. I mean, Liverpool won. You know, Liverpool came back from 1-0 down with 10 men. Everton couldn't contain a 2-0 lead because of the changes he made. He doesn't do defence, basically, which is great if you're a fan, but not great if you're a fan expecting silverware.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.